I retired in 2001, and you can't imagine how far past my bedtime this is. So I'm going to keep it short. But I'd like to thank my dear wife, Winju, for being here tonight. She has suffered through this, and she has suffered through a lot of things with me. We've had 25 years of wedded bliss. The fact that we celebrated our 50th wedding anniversary last year should have nothing to do with it, because I was away half the time. I'd like to thank the current broadcasters for being here, Scott Fransky, Tom McCarthy, Chris Wheeler, and Larry Anderson. Oh, nice to see you guys, and I know why you're here. I know exactly why you're here, because back when I had the job, they made me attend these kind of things, too. I want to tell you a quick story. I grew up in Lemoyne, Pennsylvania. Young kid, not even a teenager, sitting out on the front porch at night with a transistor radio, listening to the Philadelphia Phillies and the Philadelphia A's on the radio. And the broadcaster was Bi Som. He was wonderful, and he had the greatest job in America. He did a Major League Baseball game every day and never saw the airport. It was all home games. He didn't have to travel. Show me a job like that today. But I love Bi Som, but there always had to be somebody with him. Usually on the A's games, it was Claude Herring, who did a couple of innings in the middle. But I really appreciated Bi, and I couldn't wait to get Claude Herring off the air so Bi could come back and do the last three innings. And I wanted to grow up and be Bi Som. But a funny thing happened. I grew up and became Claude Herring. So on behalf of middle three inning guys everywhere, I want to thank the broadcast pioneers. Somebody had to do it. When I write my book, it's going to be called 26 Years Behind the Mic Without a Promotion. As Yogi Berra once said, standing up receiving an award like this in New York one night, thanks so much for making this necessary.